Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those at freetalklive.com. And the site has all kinds of new features, including the site itself, Free Talk Live, FTL 2.0. You can create an account. You can submit show prep ideas, blog posts, news stories, videos, whatever you think would interest our listeners, and then they can vote them up or vote them down, and you can too. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Before we get into the phone calls, Mark, you went to usdebtclock.org because we had a question about what the current federal budget is. And according to the numbers here, it looks like it's about a $3.5 trillion budget. And of that $3.5 trillion, $1.4 trillion is a deficit, meaning they are taking in they're taking in $1.4 trillion less than they're spending. Is that correct, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. $3.5 trillion. I was close when I said three, and it was three a few years ago under George Bush. So we continue here, and we go to your calls.
But wait, you were saying that it was $3 trillion under Bush?
I believe it came close to, or if not, crossed $3 trillion under Bush, yeah.
Because
I remember hearing that number back then.
It was, the debt was at $3 trillion under Bush.
No. Debt's always been far more than that. No, I'm talking about the federal budget.
No, the federal budget is currently $866 billion.
No, that's, you're looking at the wrong number. You're looking at year-to-date billion.
That's the spending. The budget deficit is about $330 billion.
No, and you're looking at the year-to-date. You're looking at the wrong numbers. What you want is the real-time total. So there's different ways you can look at this website, usdebtclock.org. If you look in the top right, there's a mode selection, real-time total, year-to-date. It's my understanding that that $3.5 trillion is the federal budget.
That may be so, and I don't know what the federal budget was in the past, but I know that the national debt was $3 trillion under Bush.
Seems low to me. I thought it was like around $8-9 trillion.
I don't think so.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I think you're totally wrong about that, because the suggestion there would be that if it was $3 trillion under Bush, then it had quadrupled in the last year, and that's not right.
It may under the very last portion of the Bush administration, but in 2009 and 2010, the United States government spent a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm pretty sure you're wrong. We'll have to check that out during one of the breaks. Anyway, we go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Steve is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I just want to plug. I had the opportunity to see Kevin Booth's new film, How Weed Won the West.
Oh, cool. How was it?
It was pretty good, actually. There was a screening at Linden State College about last week,
mm-hmm.
and me and my brother drove up to see it because he was going to be there, and he screened it and had a Q&A after, and, there's about 50 people there, but it was a really good good documentary.
How did Weed Win the West?
Well, it's... It looks like the medical marijuana was kind of a Trojan horse or something like that, But I don't think he brings up a lot of different points, I think.
I did see one of his, his second anti-drug war movie?
American Drug War was his first one, right. Which, I mean, I knew nothing about the drug war before I saw that movie, and it just, rips the veil off in front of you, what you think the drug war is about and what it really is about. And I definitely recommend that one first before How Weed Won the West. That one's incredible.
Cool. Well, thanks for the recommendation.
So is How Weed Won the West a film about medical marijuana currently becoming popular throughout the western states?
Yeah,
or is
correct.
It about – okay.
Yeah.
Because it could be about how cowboys smoke pot. That's what I got.
Yeah, you never know, I guess.
Hey, cowboys didn't smoke pot. I don't know.
No, because those dirty Mexicans did,
But a lot of dirty Mexicans were cowboys. I mean, that's where they got it from.
Oh, that's true. You know what? I forgot about that.
There was a lot of crossover there. So I would imagine a lot of cowboys smoked pot, and everything was fine.
So anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's about it.
Steve, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Chris. Florida. You're on the air.
Well, I'd just like to say I enjoy your show.
Thanks, Chris. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I just want to say real quickly that I think you guys are are a couple of haters.
Haters? What?
Yeah.
On who?
Because you guys are mean to each other. You're always ragging on each other too much.
What do I? I'm not ragging on Mark. I just told him he was wrong. That's all.
You both do sometimes. Makes
me
sad.
Yeah. You know, Mark's. You know, he's. He's got issues.
There's a certain amount of tension between us, and people in the business call it chemistry.
Well, okay. You're a friend, though, right?
Well, you know, I mean, I prefer to use the term brother. I mean, I don't know.
Business partners?
We're that, too. You know, because I think that brother is a better description. We were kind of tossed together by fate in the same way that family members are. We probably wouldn't be, you know, as we certainly wouldn't be as close if it wasn't for those circumstances. And so we're just two people that, you know, wouldn't necessarily be friends if we weren't in the same situations. I respect Ian. I think he's brilliant. But many times I think he's an arrogant brain jackass.
Well, you might need each other more than you know pretty soon, so... Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is I appreciate your nonviolent stance and your civil disobedience.
Well, thanks.
But there's a point at which I disagree with you, and I can't help but always think back at Germany when the Gestapo's busting down your door trying to see if there's a Jew in your house or whatever. Are you going to shoot them or are you going to go to the camp? I myself would take out as many as I can, knowing how government could be.
Yeah, you know, I understand.
What's your stance on that?
Well, I recently watched some movies on this and how they went about it.
Which movies?
Which movies?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. The movie in particular was a contrafactual movie recently about what if Britain had lost the Battle of Britain, and of course the Nazis would have won that, and you know what would have happened. But they talked about how the Nazis went about sort of systematically in different countries, you know, finding Jews and things like that. They didn't, you know, come to people's homes and say, "Hey, we're putting you in trains and going to take you off to be gassed." What they did do was they would first off make them wear clothing. So they would it was like the frog in the water situation. They just turned up the heat a little bit. First you had to wear the star, then you had to live in a particular section of town called a ghetto, and then they would take certain amounts of them. Usually very quickly they'd say, "Hey, we're relocating you to some place for a work camp. You're going to go here and you're going to do some work for the fatherland or whatever." Put them on trains, chug 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 chug, off they'd go to Auschwitz or wherever. And, you know, so those situations, the Jews really didn't know what was going on, and they didn't have the opportunities. They were disoriented, dislocated, and didn't have they weren't pulled from their homes and saying, "We are going to shoot you against the wall."
But the trouble with civil disobedience is you don't know when that time is coming, you know, and so at what point do you say enough is enough?
Well, the trouble with shooting the cops is you don't know when they're actually going to do it. I mean, if you go out tomorrow and tap a few, I mean, you're probably going
to
be wrong.
Well, plus, you're also going to end up perishing in the scenario that you're talking about because
that's true. That's true. You have to be willing to draw the line. I'm saying
right.
I'm
so why not draw the line earlier? Why not draw the line earlier? I understand what you're saying that you don't know when to engage in civil disobedience. I would say now is the time to engage in civil disobedience. Now is the time to engage in non-cooperation as soon as possible
movement. With what you're saying, but I'm saying if we get to a point where we have some kind of home searches where people are forcing themselves in our homes, and we, by civil disobedience, might say, "No, we are not going to allow you in here." And then they say, "Well, we're taking you away and putting you away, and we're going to search your home." At what point do you say, "No, and I've had enough"?
I don't know that it's going to do you any good to have said no and I've had enough. I mean, so you get two or three cops, then your family's, you know, your family's without a breadwinner. Likely, some of them are going to be hurt. Look at Ruby Ridge. The mom got it in the head, didn't she? And the baby?
That's true.
Thanks for the call tonight. I want to address this a little further coming up here in moments. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on it as well are welcome.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines. Over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. To control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours totally free at freetalklive.com. In fact, in our podcast, you can go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. All free for you, freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to buy a house or a car in the relatively near future? The information I'm going to tell you could save you thousands of dollars. The banks are going to be looking at your credit rating. And if you've got foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, or late payments on your credit files, that's going to cost you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars more, probably thousands of dollars more. And you can, you know, do something about the derogatory credit by calling Credit Repair Law Firm Chartered. They're at cleaningcredit.com. That's cleaningcredit.com, and they help people with all kinds of derogatory credit ratings. They will help you dispute them and get them removed from your file. Cleaningcredit.com.
All right, so before we continue, I want to continue the violence conversation, but we got calls, so maybe we'll come back to that. But I do want to make sure that we get the numbers out correctly here about the debt. The debt. Because we've been throwing these numbers around here, and there's been some confusion in the studio. First of all, the federal government's budget is about $3.5 trillion this year.
Yes.
Now, you heard that number, and you thought, well, it was the debt was $3 trillion under the Bush administration. I said, no, I'm sorry, that's not the case.
Doesn't sound
the
right.
Budget was $3 trillion under the Bush administration.
Okay.
The debt hasn't been in the $3 trillion range. The national debt in the United States hasn't been in the $3 trillion range since 1990 and 1991.
It was the Bush administration.
That's a good point. Touché. In fact,
well, I was rather ill this week. I'm going to write it off to being wrong for that.
During the 1990s, from 1990 through 1999, the debt went from $3.2 trillion to $5.6 trillion.
Right. And many people will say, but Clinton had a budget surplus. That's true. But a budget surplus is the opposite of a deficit, not a debt, because a budget surplus paid a little bit on the debt, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an annual amount one way or the other. Now, of course, the federal government, except for that one year in the Clinton administration, basically has been running on a deficit, running up the debt as a result. And I just want people to understand, because at one point I didn't understand.
Now then, you get into the aughts and you really start to see some numbers. $5.6 trillion debt in the year 2000. Then it went to, by the end of the Bush administration, $10 trillion. So
yeah,
by,
he spent a lot of money on that.
September of 2008, it was $10 trillion. So the debt doubled during the 8 years of the Bush administration.
My favorite of these numbers is the U.S. population is 308 million people. The U.S. income tax payers, this doesn't say filers, joint filers, or anything like that. It says payers, 109 million people. That means slightly over a third of Americans are paying taxes. If you look at the amount of retirees and the actual unemployed rate, apparently there's a lot of kids or a whole bunch of Americans aren't paying taxes.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but there are a lot of kids. I mean, anybody
you think
the
there's
age
100
of 18?
Like 160 million of them?
Probably not that many.
No. I bet there's about 100 million Americans that don't pay taxes.
So let's get
income taxes.
We're going to get back to the discussion of violence here in a moment, as far as the Nazis and kind of the scary idea of, well, what will you do? Do you have a line in the sand, et cetera? What if they come and try to search your house or take your family? We'll get back to that. Let's go in the meantime to Patrick listening in Toledo. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
So, what's on your mind, Patrick?
Hey, yeah, a caller a little bit ago called in about scalar weapon. I didn't know if you guys knew anything about that.
No, I do not.
Okay, well, scalar weapon is supposed to be a high-frequency weapon, kind of like based on the Tesla weapons. They have a HAARP assembly up there in Alaska. What it's supposed to do is cause earthquakes. It can affect the mind, stuff like that.
Yeah, we've heard those allegations, and they seem pretty ludicrous to me. But all right, so these are not necessarily the little, I guess, ray gun things that they have mounted on top of
that microwave your skin and make it burn.
Yeah, the burning things or the very high pitched noises. That's not what you're talking about.
No. It's a big antenna array. I guess they blast it up into space and bounce it off like a satellite that has like a mylar reflector of some sort, and they can direct it anywhere. But that's all I know about them. I'm kind of skeptical on those, but
that's what they are. Got it.
Yeah, yep. But another question I had or thing I wanted to say was, I filled out my census form, but I only put the number of people down, and the rest of the questions I just wrote across and put the Fifth Amendment. Because, it's pretty intrusive, and I don't think they need to know that. And according to the Constitution, they're only supposed to, limit their questions to how many people live in, the household.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the constitutional question, but that doesn't mean they have to limit their questions. They can obviously can do whatever they want to do. And beyond that, I didn't fill mine out at all because, well, first of all, I didn't sign the Constitution, so I never agreed to it.
Yeah, I heard you guys talk about that before.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd just fill it out. Didn't have my name on it or anything, so, I mean, whatever they get from this household is the number of people live here, and that's about it.
There you go. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job. I love listening to you guys. Well, you have a nice evening, man.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Keep your skepticality up there. 800-259-9231. Yeah, a quick search for scalar weapons that reveals all kinds of kooky websites. So, I don't know.
At least you knew what it was.
All right. So, okay, back to the discussion here of this scary scenario, worst case scenario of what do you do if it gets to the point where the government people are coming into your home and they're going to steal you or steal your family from you or whatever the reason is they're coming in. The last call that we had, not that gentleman, the guy before the break, was talking about that, you know, that he's got his line in the sand. He's all for peace and all for peace up until the point where they come and do X. And you were talking, Mark, about, because he mentioned the Nazis and them coming door to door and searching for Jews and that kind of thing. But you mentioned that there was a lot that came before that, that particular point. There were a lot of points at which, my understanding at least, and I wasn't there, but there were a lot of points at which there could have been campaigns of civil disobedience, and there should have been. They shouldn't have put the yellow stars on their clothing. They shouldn't have reported to the ghettos. They shouldn't have reported to the cities. They
right, and everybody villainizes the Nazis on this, and certainly they seem like the big villains. But let's not forget that nations all over the world, Western nations, wouldn't take the Jews when they tried to escape from Germany.
Yeah, that's true, including the United States. There was an entire ship full of Jews that managed to escape from Germany that managed to get to the shores of the U.S., and they were turned around and sent to their deaths.
So, all these nations that saved them were, in fact, the nations that sentenced them to death. The United States' participation in World War I caused Germany to lose by such a large margin that the Treaty of Versailles was so lopsided that Germany was, you know, crippled and impoverished and allowed a guy like Hitler essentially to come to power.
800-259-9231. Remember after the Hurricane Katrina debacle, or during the Hurricane Katrina aftermath, they were going door-to-door looking for weapons?
Mm.
Well, I bet you most people answered their doors and made it real easy for the cops to get inside. If they actually had to bust into every single household and do a room-to-room search for weapons, that'd be quite the task for them. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Some of the features, by the way, include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there, wiki.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader in web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, to sign up at HostGator.com and receive your first month completely free. Don't use code FTL. Don't get the first month free at HostGator.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We were talking about the idea of, is it ever appropriate to use violence to oppose the state? I mean, we certainly saw within the last day or two, what happened to the folks, the militia people, that allegedly were plotting violence against agents of the state. They ended up getting violence used against them in a much more, larger manner than they might have expected to have happened. And so they were plotting violence in advance and were caught, allegedly. And it's all alleged. Maybe it was a conspiracy. Maybe they were set up. Maybe the feds went in and essentially fomented the violence. Maybe the feds actually were the ones that were suggesting the violence in
the first
place.
They've certainly done it before.
They have done that before, and they will do it again. But when you go back to in history to look at the days of Nazi Germany and some of the things that happened back then, you can I can't say I would blame somebody for wanting to meet the SS at the front door with the clubs and the guns or whatever they could to defend their family. I wouldn't blame them.
If you had the advantage of hindsight and you knew what was going
foresight,
on,
you mean?
I have the advantage at this point to be able to look back. So
yeah.
Maybe the advantage of foresight. I don't know.
Yeah.
If they knew what was going to happen in the future,
that'd be foresight.
Sure. If you had the advantage, never mind. So if you you knew what was going to happen, sure, then that makes some perfectly good sense. But these people didn't know. And let's take a look. Let's transpose that. Gandhi went to jail. several times.
Mm-hmm.
What if he had met the English at the door with shotguns instead of going to jail?
Would he have the same historical renown today that he does had he been violent?
Right. Would India be independent?
Now,
remember, these people aren't freedom fighters in the same way. Martin Luther King went to jail. Nelson Mandela went to jail for a very long time. What if all these people had, what if those two people had met the honkies at the door with shotguns?
They'd just be more dead people, wouldn't they? I mean, how many of the the mad killers that the Nazis had on their side are remembered today? How many of the people that were doing the killing, the offing of the Jews, are remembered?
Not many. I know that Demjanjuk fellow they're still trying to prosecute last year, but that's about
it. Because he's still alive,
yeah.
Still around. But
an interesting name.
So yeah, I mean, if Gandhi were to have used violence, then I don't think history would remember him in quite the same way. So. Today, we have wonderful advantages that the Jews back in Germany didn't have. Today, we have the ability to communicate in a much more effective and efficient manner. So we can get the ideas of civil disobedience out there. We can get the results of civil disobedience and non-cooperation out there. We can show the world what is going on. We can show them via our YouTube channels and our radio shows and various different ways of getting the word out about these things. They didn't have that that ability back then. And if we're talking,
and I don't think it's anywhere near the time to be discussing this. See, this is sort of the libertarian dilemma that I decided to put away when I put on the silly Quaker hat, okay? I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't want to decide, okay, this is it. This is the big one. I'm shooting cops. Because, you know, it's just madness. That's what that's the madness that was going through these people's mind. And I choose to believe that even if it wasn't these people, there are a group of 20 people out there that are willing to, you know, that were putting together plans to shoot cops. I believe
sure.
that these, you know, I believe this is happening even if it isn't true with these people. And I believe it was. You know, I think this is absolute madness trying to figure out that moment in time when we're going to rise up against the United States government. No. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to play your silly, violent mind games anymore because they make me so upset. I have an anger management problem as it is. I don't need to be playing these scenarios out where what am I going to do if this happens? Or what am I going to do if that happens?
It's not a good mindset.
I'm going to get the chainsaw out and cut a couple of trees across the driveway, and I'm going to sit out there with a 50-cal bullet, and I'm going to pick them off. You know,
it'll drive you crazy.
Nuts. I mean, you're going to die from high blood pressure and a lot of shiny guns. That's all you're going to have, shiny guns and high blood pressure.
Yep, that's pretty much how I feel. And I know where the gentleman was coming from earlier. I know where Chris in Florida was coming from because I, like Chris, have considered those very same things.
Yeah, you know, where's your line in the sand?
Where's your line in the sand?
It's
when
a great question. But I don't think that the real line in the sand is anywhere near here. And I don't think you're going to get to see it. I don't think
how many cops would Jesus kill?
I don't think you're going to see the train cars that say FEMA camp on them.
Yeah.
You're not going to know. As if that's going to happen.
And I'm
not. They don't want to put you in cages, man. They want to keep you out working for them. They're going to increase the tax burden on you. They don't want to slaughter you. They want animals that are alive.
You're a resource.
You're a beast of burden. You're not you're not like a beef cattle where they're going to eat. You're a dairy cattle they're going to milk.
That's right.
Quit acting like you're a big old tough bull. You're just a fat Guernsey cow.
Right, and until you've actually gone through the steps of civil disobedience and done all of these different things that you could do that are nonviolent and peaceful, I don't think you should be thinking about that particular world, the world of violence. I don't want to think about it myself at all.
The person I'm yelling at here, by the way, is
yourself.
Me.
Yeah.
Right, it's because this is exactly where I came from, and I get so upset and all that other stuff, and I just don't want it anymore for me.
I just
don't want it, and I'm telling you, life is so much better saying, you know, I'm just going to tell the government no here and there when I'm comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make them running their system more difficult rather than saying, I'm an armed militia God-sent killer. I'm going to get them. You know, it's just such a pointless existence.
You know, Mark, I think that the people that have that particular perspective, as I at one time did, I think the people that have that perspective are kind of the mindset that, well, we got to work within the system. You know, it's not time to do the shooting yet.
Right.
There's a shooting
but when
that
the
goes down the road. And they, you know, but and we'll get there. Maybe we'll get there someday. But in the meantime, we're going to vote. And so it's like they have voting and working within the
and
system.
Shooting.
And then shooting.
Voting and shooting.
And then at some point they'll decide that, okay, now's the time. Voting's not working, so we go to shooting. Well, clearly voting, for the, at least in the federal elections, is not working. Clearly that's not the, that's not working. But that doesn't mean that you go to shooting. That doesn't mean that's the other alternative. But that's what you're programmed. You're programmed to believe that because, well, that's what the Founding Fathers did. It wasn't working with King George, so they decided to kill some people. And that's why we got our freedom.
Yep.
And no, that's
I think
not...
you'll do so much more by you know, taking your traffic tickets to court
and clogging
and clogging their system than you will by catching a 223 round in your
but
chest.
That requires courage. That requires not some last
deal sacrifice.
Right.
You know, this is it's not some fantasy like Red Dawn Wolverine. You know, it's you know, this where you lionize yourself at the end. You know, do something that's really going to matter.
Right, because at the very end, you this fantasy, this liberty fantasy of killing the cops. You become, like you said, lionized. You become the martyr. You're a martyr at the very end, but you've done virtually nothing up to that point, otherwise beyond accumulating a stockpile of guns and grenades and things like that.
And you're lucky.
You've done nothing for liberty.
You're lucky you killed one of the liberty-oriented cops. Good job. Yeah, they're out there.
Well, hopefully the liberty-oriented cops wouldn't be engaging in such not nasty
Sometimes
orders.
Sometimes they get called. These people were just proposing to kill a cop. Just sort of at random,
mm-hmm.
And then they would have he'd be sacrificed on the altars in order for the funeral of people to come to have a parade, so that they could shoot missiles at them.
It was crazy.
Now, that's not you're not differentiating between SWAT teams or anything like that.
So get involved in non-cooperation, move together with other like-minded individuals. And if you actually get active in other ways besides just voting once every 4 years, then maybe you won't ever get to the point where they're doing house-to-house searches and the like. 800-259-9231, but if all you're doing is stocking up on weapons and sitting back and waiting and polishing your guns, then I wouldn't be surprised.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. You like this show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we will take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and amp-only podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options, amp.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies Summer Seminar Program is now accepting applications. By now, I mean until tomorrow. There are 11 different seminars, well, 11 different types of seminars in cities around the nation, locations in major cities, and the IHS provides meals and housing while you're there. The deadline, as I said, March the 31st. Let's go to libertarianseminars.com if you are an undergraduate, graduate, or recently graduated. You can participate in the Institute for Humane Studies Summer Seminar Program.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Dave is listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, what if them the militia dudes knew that all them cops were corrupt? Like 3 years ago, the whole police station in Arkansas was busted, something like 17 of them, even the captain. They were all dealers and ripping people off as they went through their town. And
that's rough.
How about Serpico? Remember Serpico?
Yeah.
That movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what these guys knew. So in America, you're innocent until proven guilty, right? Nobody shot nobody. And then you never know. There might have been one of them federal provocateurs in there, you know?
Well, I can tell you that if a cop gets shot, somebody gets caught. It may not be you, but somebody's going down.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a big deal, you know, the thin blue line and all of that, you know. But they don't want to talk about Serpico. Nobody wants to talk about that.
Sure.
Because that shines light where nobody wants the light to go. And it's all connected to the how much billions they're making on this drug war. Makes me sick.
Yeah, I love that.
And then they want us to get all uptight because they're talking about shooting cops. But we know what's going on. We know the corruption. And then they go, oh, only a little bit. Get out of here, only a little bit. We know.
The whole system is.
Everybody's paid off and nobody wants us to talk about it.
Yep. The whole system is corrupt. The whole system is violent. And it doesn't justify lowering yourself to their level and being violent back.
That's right.
We need to hold the moral high ground and stay peaceful.
You stand in their face and spit in their eye and tell them we're not going to be like
I don't know if
you.
Spitting is peaceful.
Yeah,
I don't really think that's...
Yeah, I'm not
well, it's proverbially.
Okay, there you go. Spitting lyrics.
Yeah, well, I just don't want... I don't want to live the life that it takes to be that upset. And I have been. It's easy for me to do. And, you know, I'm taking steps to make it so that I'm not like that.
Right, man, because you're much better than that. But you know, like everybody gets all uptight, you know, over the militia. You know, sometimes the militia is all you're going to have against these corrupt people.
Yeah, the militia is just a bunch of guys who like to shoot guns getting together, as far as I'm concerned. You know, there's gun clubs all over the United States. The media gives people
well, there's
the
a lot
militia.
Of them crazies, too, yep.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like you were saying, where's your line? You know, I guess it's when they come crashing through your door, you know.
I don't really have that line. I don't want to have that line anymore. I don't want to be of that mindset that I'm planning for violence or wanting violence or expecting to have to be violent or anything like that. I think that if they want to come crashing through my door, the best thing I can do is have Quick.com ready to go. And,
yeah, I think cameras are better against these people than anything else.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Quick.com, by the way, QIK.com, website that allows you, if you have a smartphone, an iPod, or an iPhone, or a BlackBerry, or Android, something like that, various different phones, Samsung. If you've got one of the smartphones, you can get this Quick software. If you've got the data plan, you just hit a button, and your phone will record and upload a video to the Internet. So
it isn't the greatest quality or anything like that, but it's, you know, it's going to be admissible in court.
Point of information, though, I did get a chance to play with the new Droid phone recently, the Motorola Droid, which is a really nice phone, the new Android software. These newer phones, Mark, including the iPhone as well, have better cams on them than my BlackBerry does. So if you have a better cam to begin with, Quick works better. It's still not crisp and clean HD video or anything like that. But it's better than what I currently have. So even having just my crappy BlackBerry quality video is still something. It's still something that can get on the internet, and it can get on there fairly quickly, and to the point where the cops can't just go in and
absolutely on notice
delete it.
At that point. They have to behave themselves. And I understand, I understand the rules they operate under are unconstitutional at this point, but they at least have to operate under those rules.
I think it makes more sense to be dragged away while videoing the cops and getting that info out to people to show them the tyranny that's going on than to fight back, because then they'll just show you as a crazy. Then you'll be another militia member. Then you'll be another nutter who's armed up in a compound, and that's what the cops are just doing their jobs. You tried to shoot them. You must be crazy. That's how they'll paint you. They'll paint you as a nutter. Whereas if you're still around to talk about yourself, you're still around to talk about your movement and your ideas after the fact, even if it is from inside a jail cell. Martin Luther King was inside a jail cell, and he wrote out some very famous letters now from inside his jail cell. So I understand people don't want to go there. If you don't want to go to jail, then put a gun in your own mouth. Why not do that?
I don't know. You know, I think that people are better off. I would like people to move along the path that I did, because I think it's better for you emotionally. Because I was without hope when I wasn't at moved to the Free State Project. Even a certain amount of time here. I lived in that world where, you're allowed to use force if they've initiated force against you. So at any time, I'm allowed to use force because they're always initiating it against me. So I'm
logically makes sense.
I'm a ticking time bomb waiting to go off. Coppers, come on. That's not going to get you anywhere.
Well, you're right, though, Mark. It really was moving here to New Hampshire that changed both of our perspectives on what was possible. And that's why, we heard from Chris. He's in Florida. The guy that called initially about the question of violence. He's where we came from.
Yeah, I understand.
There's no hope there.
No hope of government shrinking in Florida.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying that government in New Hampshire is worlds and worlds better. But there are significantly fewer people, and there's a chance.
There's more liberty lovers here.
You know, there are 800 movers at this point, counted and documented movers, and there's probably, significantly more besides that have moved up here or working for liberty. That's happening. It's not happening in Florida.
No. If you haven't
I know.
If you haven't joined the the Free State Project and you claim to love liberty, then you haven't done everything you could. You really haven't. So we continue here, and hopefully when you come here, your perspective will shift to a perspective of peace instead of preparing for what you believe to be inevitable violence. Let's go to Keith listening in New York City. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was pondering over the census request I got, and I imagine other people are getting in a couple of places. Is resisting it going to end up being pro-liberty or just cause a response and have them hire another 70,000 state workers and thereby be pro-state?
That question can be used. If I take my traffic ticket to court, am I...
cops get paid overtime, I think.
Right, get overtime. I can only imagine if my traffic ticket is $200 that it costs them significantly more if I actually take it to, as far as I can take it. And then I get found guilty and have to pay the $200 plus, maybe a court fee or something like that. Not here in New Hampshire, but some states you have to. Is that pro-liberty or is that pro-state?
I think you have to really be concerned with what's going on inside you and what feels to you to be the right thing to do, not really
right.
be concerned
the
with
census,
the external consequences.
Filling out the census or not filling out the census is really of no consequence whatever. Voting or not voting is really of very little consequence
the
whatever.
Federal level,
if you're
no
concerned
consequence.
About what's pro-liberty or pro-state, you need to, and from a financial standpoint, you need to consider if maybe paying more in taxes is better than paying less because, they won't be attempting to raise taxes on somebody else or something.
Question is, can you live with obedience? What level of obedience can you live with? What level of obedience are you comfortable with?
The state thrives on obedience.
Thank you for the call tonight, Keith. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is coming up. You are welcome, as always, to bring up whatever's on your mind to control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.